Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
1 John 1, 8 through 10. This is one of my favorite portions of Scripture. My wife Barb says I shouldn't say that because everywhere I read is one of my favorite portions. But it, truly it is. I love these verses. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim to have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. When we allow sin into our life, and that sin goes unconfessed, it blocks our communication with Him. I saw a sign some years ago that attracted my attention. It was in a restaurant behind the cashier. It said, if you don't feel as close to God as you used to, guess who moved? If there's something that's standing between you and God, I want you to practice the little concept that I've talked to you about before, spiritual breathing. We exhale and we inhale. That's how life goes on. Well, the same is true spiritually. When sin comes into our life, we need to confess that to God. If we will confess our sin, if it's on our side, if we will confess our sin, God will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't want you to go to bed tonight with any unresolved issues in your life, any unresolved sin. Just be honest with yourself and with God and give it over to Him and sleep in perfect peace and represent Him well when you wake up in the morning. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.